Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Peches, mitzvah 488, as we are up to the third to last mitzvah here in Parshas Re'eh, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, mitzvah l'smoach b'regalim, as it says a number of places in the Torah, one here at the end of Re'eh, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha Shivas Yamim, Sukkos, you shall keep for 7 days, Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Miyagvecha, when you gather, you are Gorin and Yakev, right, Chag HaAsif, V'samachta B'chagecha, and you shall be happy in your chag, ata uvincha uvitecha v'avtecha v'amasecha, you and your children and your servants, v'halevi, v'hager, v'hayasam, v'ha'almana, asher b'sharecha, and the ger, and the yasam, the almana, and all those needy people, right? Simcha is not only for yourself, but it is for all of those who are in need, the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, l'smoach b'regalim. The mitzvah is to have Simchat Regalim. The Vilna Gaon holds that this is the hardest mitzvah out of all 240, out of all 248. Right, so which is the hardest mitzvah? Somebody would ask you. Says the Grah, this one. Simchas Yantif, you have to go an entire week and not get upset and not be depressed and not have any disappointments, just feeling Simcha connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the zone for 7 days straight, day and night. That's so hard. Nothing's going to upset me. Nothing's going to make me feel sick. Nothing's going to make me feel bad. That's very hard, says the Grah. That's the mitzvah. And that's what makes it so hard. But the Griz once said that the hardest mitzvah is Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim. That's also pretty hard. Trying to feel as if we went out of Mitzrayim, that's Ki'ilu. How could I feel that way? So it's hard too. So these are two of the hardest mitzvos. One of them is right here, says the Grah. The mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. So let's try to see how much we can understand from it and hopefully glean some points. Shenemar v'savachta v'chagecha. The Sefer Chinuch says there are two elements to this mitzvah. The ha'inyan harishon, haramuz b'simcha zuhu shenakriv shlamim al kalpanim v'beis ha'bechira. Now, point number one of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is bringing karbanos, karban shlamim, to the beis ha'migdash. As we'll get to B'Hashem in the next two mitzvahs, when we talk about Aliyah L'Regel and the Isser of coming without a karban. Ukeinyan shakasav v'savachta shlamim. Right, connected in the psukim is the carbon shlamim and the mitzvah. Because of this carbon, that's why Chazal say nashim chayavos besimcha. Machlokas between the Rambam, the Ravid, and others that women are chayavos in this. Shlomar shafin chayavos lavishalmei simcha. They're also chayiv connected to the shlamim, and therefore they are connected in this mitzvah as well. Va'od amru zecharonim levracha. And also says the Chinuch, there is another element to this mitzvah, and that is sabach b'chol minei simcha, and that is not specifically connected to the karban shlamim, but relating to all elements of Simchas Yantif. Ubechlal zehu achilas habasar, v'shtiyas hayayin, eating meat, drinking wine, v'lobosh begadim chadashim, v'chiluk peiros u'minei mesika l'aram l'nashim. Everybody enjoying what they enjoy, right? Clothing and candy and fruit and toys, everything that makes a person feel good, that is in the Yantif spirit. V'lischok, b'chalishir, b'mikdash levad, and musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Simchas Beis HaShaweva, right? Simchas Yantif, all the days of Yantif. Kol zeh shezachayti b'chlal, v'samachta b'chakecha. That's all included, and that's what Chazal say at the end of Maseches Pesachim, chayav adam l'samech, banav v'bnei Beis HaBaragel. A person has a chiyav to be b'simcha, and make his family b'simcha. And the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, b'zmancha Beis HaMikdash, kayim ein simcha l'babasar. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, then the simcha was with b'sar kadshim. And now we don't have that anymore, so we have yayin. But yayin means, it's just an example. Yayin yisamach lav enosh, but just wine for men, whoever likes wine. Anashim b'roi lahem, nashim b'roi lahem, whatever is appropriate for each person according to their level of simcha. This duality of the mitzvah is exactly what Reb Chaim uses to answer a question of the Shagas Aryeh. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, and elsewhere says there's no simcha on the first side of Yantif. The Gemara says, Ach b'yom arishon, l'rabos, v'yayisa ach sameach, I'm sorry, ach sameach, that is l'rabos, lel Yantif achron. So we include the last night. Right, Leil Shmini Atzeres. How do you know to include that and not to include the first night? We include Shmini Atzeres because there is Simcha Lefanav. It's coming from a time period of Simcha. Motzi Ani Leil Yantif Rishon Shein Simcha Lefanav. So there's no Simchas Yantif Daraisa, says the Gemara, on the first side of Yantif. Ask the Shagas Aryeh if that's true. So why do we say, As we know, the halacha is, the Mishnah tells us in Moed Katan, that Yontif breaks Avelus if Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and we even pass in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, which Pesach we'll talk about. If any of those days come up in the middle of Shiva, Shiva is broken. Shiva and Simchas Yontif cannot coexist, which we'll talk about soon also. As the Shagas Aryeh, though, if there's no Simchas Yontif on the first night of Yontif, so why can't Avelus exist? Avelus, which, according to some Rishonim, is Daraisa, should be Doche, and should have to be sitting in Shiva still on the first night of Yontif. And then the next morning, then there's Simchas Yontif Daraisa, so then it would be pushed aside. You could say the Asay of Simchas Yontif pushes away the Asay of Avelus. But up until that point, why? Shagas Aryeh's question in Simchas Samaches says Reb Chaim, no. Says Reb Chaim, exactly our answer. Exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch says. There are two elements of Simchas Yontif. What's the Gemara talking about? The Simcha that might not apply on the first night? That's Simchas Yontif related to the Karban. Obviously, you cannot bring the Karban yet. So in Simcha El Babasar, that aspect of Simchas Yontif does not apply. But the other part of Simchas Yontif, of Anashim Baroi Lohem, Anashim Baroi Lohem, and everybody enjoying what they enjoy and being involved in it, that for sure applies to the first side of Yontif. And that's even Daraisa today. Even if you want to say other parts, obviously are not Daraisa because we don't have Besar Karbanos, but the second aspect of Yontif is for sure Daraisa. And Reb Chaim uses this to explain a Medrash in Parshas Pinchas. We had a Daf Be'in Shir about this, if you want to listen, relating to Simchas Yontif this past Sukkot. So we explained into that, how he explains the Medrash. But he even adds, he doesn't even add, but others say, that's possibly why the Yoreim, or Blazim Metz, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes two separate mitzvos for Simchas Yontif. In Mitzvah Tav Chav Zayin, he quotes Simcha Begimel Regalim, and then he also quotes in Mitzvah Reish Chav Zayin, he quotes the second mitzvah Saseh of Simchas Yontif. And he quotes, Chayav Adam L'Sameach, Vanav B'Nosav Regel. So explain the Achronim, that's exactly the point. We don't pass it that way. We say it's two elements of the same mitzvah. But the Yoreim went so far as to hold that it is one big, two separate ideas, and that's why it's counted as two separate mitzvahs. But that's an important discussion of Simchas Yontif and the two elements that are included. Keep in mind that the Chinuch and the Rambam, kind of following the Rambam, holds that the Simchas Yontif is Daraisa even tonight. Tosfos only holds of one of these elements. Tosfos also knows the Gemara. But Bali Tosfos say, right, the Menachas Gedolah quotes this in Oz Beis, Moed Katan Daf Yudalit, Bali Tosfos hold that Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh is only Dirabanan. Only Dirabanan. Why? Because to have Daraisa Simcha, it has to be in the Beis HaMikdash with the Pesar of the Shlamim. Today is only Dirabanan. So Bali Tosfos hold that Simchas Yontif today is Dirabanan. By the way, they also hold that Avelus is all Dirabanan. The Rambam argues in both camps. The Rambam holds that Simchas Yontif Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, like the Sefer HaChinuch follows him. And that might be only the second element, that's true, but it's Daraisa. And Avelus, at least the first day, is Daraisa as well, according to the Rambam, if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura are on the same day. Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his Yartzei Shirim, dealt with this issue that we mentioned before, and that is Simchas Yontif and its relationship to Avelus. As we know, Shabbos is not Doche Avelus. Every Shiva, every 7 days of Avelus, by definition, has to have a Shabbos in it. So there is no Avelus in public on Shabbos, but there is Avelus in private. On public, right? There is Avelus Betzina. Yontif, Machlokas we shown, but let's assume according to the Rambam now, Yontif has zero. Right? There's no Avelus on Yontif. Right? So the question Rav Soloveitchik asked in the Yartzeit Shir is why? Why is there no Avelus? What's wrong with I could do both. I could sit on a low chair, I could wear my ripped clothes, I could do all of that, and I could eat meat and I could drink wine. I go through all the motions. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, no, that's not the point. Simchas Yontif and Avelus are both not about certain behaviors, and that's where it ends. It's about a Kiyum Shebelev. These behaviors are supposed to bring about a state of mind in the Avel, or in the Jew on Yontif. And those two states of mind cannot coexist. And therefore the Torah cannot demand those opposite states of mind at the same time. Okay, Nira Pushin explains Rav Soloveitchik. Ki simcha beregel, avo bishav is vada mikdash, nitz tavinu lekaima aide achilas kachim, u bizvana ze aide shari dvarim. Yes, there are behaviors that are mandatory. Hine chalos simcha she believe, bemuvan ayoser pushin, she adam sameach beregel. You gotta be happy. Like the Gras said, that's the ikar of the mitzvah. Halachas elu shayachas rak l'maisa ha-mitzvah upu l'asa ha-techni. The technical mitzvah, this is the way you fulfill it. Ach barur, but clear. If I go through all those motions and don't feel besimcha, I'm losing the point. Shamatzava nafshi shel ha'adam beregel hu ikar mitzvah simcha. Ela shator tzivsa eich lekayim simcha shebelev. V'kava masneris lahalacha. The Torah told you how to get there, but that is not where it ends, right? And that's what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Lulav, Afa Bishakal Amodos Mitzvah L'Smachwen, B'Chagas Sukkah Sayyid B'Mikdash Yom Simcha Yaseira, right? It's all about the inner feeling of feeling totally besimcha, and that is why it's the Soser of Avelus, because Avelus is also a Kiyim Shebelev of mourning. If I'm happy and I'm wonderful and I'm taking care of business and I'm going through the motions of Avelus, that also is a lack of the Kiyim of Avelus. Lefichach nireh. Ki asoser shel Avelus b'chag eino pu'ulas ha-simcha va'ofan ha'gsham asa. Ki gam avel yachol liton klayos ve'egozim lebanav v'liklos bigdei tseva le'ishto v'lechol basa v'lishos yayin. Kiyim ha-simcha b'chavayas ha-lev. Hu shenasar ba'avelus. B'meishar zeh, avelus v'simcha hinan shnei hefechim b'nosei achad. They're two opposite demands of states of mind of a person. And therefore it's impossible that the Torah would demand both. You're right. If somebody, Rachman al-San, is sitting shiva and they have to get up for yantif, so mitzius-wise, they're going to have a very hard time being b'simcha. But the Torah is not demanding them to be in a state of avelus. That's the point. The Torah cannot demand opposite states of mind that a person must feel. Even though, Lamaisa, they could demand one, even though, the Torah could demand one, even though the Torah knows that it's very hard to be in that state of mind. Either way, that is the idea of Simchas Yantif and its relationship to Avelus. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch Mishorshei HaMitzvah. What's the Shorshei of the Mitzvah? Lefi, Sheha Adam Nachon Al Inyan Shetzarach Tivo Lismoach Leprakim. It's natural that people have to be extremely happy at various points throughout the year and in their life. Just like we need to eat, so too we need to laugh, so too we need to be happy. It's part, it's a need. It's a human need to be besimcha at certain points. Just like we need rest and we need sleep, we need to be happy sometimes, right? A person goes through life depressed, they're not living life to the fullest, and they're not alive. Right, Varatza Hakel. So Hashem says, you have a need to get happy. You're going to get happy sometimes. Let me channel it and make it into a mitzvah, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so often. Varatza Hakel Azakoseinu Anachnu Amo Vitzon Mariso. Hashem wanted to be Mizakeos Vitzivanu Lasos Hasimcha Lishmo, and He told us, you're going to be happy. So I'll make it into a mitzvah. L'man niske l'fana b'chol ma'aseinu. It's a time to get close, to have your family over. It's a time to spend time with each other. Right, that's Yantif. And that's what we would do anyway. And that's what we need to do. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, do it, and I'll make it into a mitzvah. We remember the great things that Hashem did for us. The fact that we are His Am HaNivchar. And He did so much for us, and that will bring us to a good mood and give us tremendous feelings of love. And therefore, ki ha-machshava hazos tiyeh lanu geder l'bal netzei miderach ha-yosher yosei midai. We won't be crazy, delirious about other events, right? This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing us and channeling our energies of simcha. Right? If you study my words, you will realize that this is ultimate truth, says the Sefer HaChinuch to his son. But the other idea to mention is that simcha is not translated as fun. Rabbi Lamb has an article where he discusses the difference of simcha and fun. Right? We say, in the Declaration of Independence, they write, the pursuit of happiness. So is that something that we believe in? Is that America believes in? Or the world believes in? What does the world believe in? The world believes in fun. Fun and happiness are very different. Fun is just a feeling that stays at one moment and leaves, and it's really an escape from life. Happiness is when we are involved in our life, in the real life that we want to be part of, and we're happy in it. That's simcha. And ultimately, where does that simcha come from? Well, one can look at who is the most besimcha person in Tanakh. If we would have to think of a story, who had simcha? Who was Besimcha? So I think most of us would say David HaMelech dancing in front of the Aron. Shmuel Beis in Perek Vav, when David HaMelech is mecharker bechol oz lefnei Hashem, every muscle, every fiber in his body is dancing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is totally Besimcha. Why? Because he feels close to Hashem. That's what Simcha is. A feeling, a state of lifnei Hashem. Right? And that's what Simcha is all about. Simcha's Yantiv is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. When we physically go to be lifnei Hashem. That is what Simcha is about. As Rabbi Lamb writes, real Simcha is, of course, nothing of the sort. True joy in the Jewish sense is not an escape from life, but an intensification of its loftiest features. To enjoy the companionship of God and His gifts, that is the gist of happiness. It comes from an appreciation that in this kind of world, despite evil and sickness and suffering, there is a God who watches over us, that we do have the opportunity to vanquish evil, that there is a vibrant, active principle of holiness and purity and goodness. Right? That's what Yontif's about. Yontif's about appreciating and realizing this simcha and this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we enjoy and we try to capitalize on. Okay, midini ha-mitzvah, there are various halachas of the mitzvah, obviously, basar and yayin. There are different shittas about, what about chol hamoed? Does one have to have basar v'yayin on chol hamoed? So that is a discussion in the poskim. If you look at the sefer, chol hamoed kelchasa, we quote that is a kiyum, as much as you could do on chol hamoed, but there's no chiyuv. Ein chov le'echol pas b'chol hamoed. Right, there is no chiyuv to eat bread. It's not a yontif day. If you forget yal v'yavo and benshin, you wouldn't have to repeat because there's no chiyuv. But mikol makom, kasva ha-poskim, shalachad chila, mitzvah le'echol pas. It's best to treat it. The Magen Avram quotes this. The Elio Rabba quotes this. Because of simcha, pamayim b'chol yom, achas b'yom, v'achas b'layla. That is the key, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well. Some say one is enough, others say it's enough to have mizonos, and this is suggested. What about wine? So again, it's not as clear in the text. If somebody doesn't want to have meat, if somebody doesn't want to have wine, they don't have to force themselves on this day. Mitzvah l'smach, says the Chol Hamoed Kilchaso, mitzvah l'smach kol achad karaylo, u'bameshin nehenem mimenu. Right, whatever you enjoy. And we have to be mechabed the day, right? As it says in Pirkei Avos, mevazeh hamoados, those who don't take chol hamoed seriously, but we have to make sure we enjoy it in appropriate ways. There's a big discussion whether this mitzvah aseh d'oraisa that we're talking about, of samachta b'chagecha, applies to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shagas Aryeh discusses this in Simen Kuf Beis, whether there's a chiv of simcha. There's no shalmei simcha, but what about the other elements of simcha? Do we say that Rosh Hashanah fits with the other holidays, or it's very different? And again, there are very different halachic considerations that fall in. We mentioned before the halacha of Avelus. So Avelus is broken by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If there's no Avelus by Yom Kippur, if there's Shiva, it's broken. But on the other hand, it's not the only area of halacha. It's a famous Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Chanukah says that you don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why not? Ein b'hem Hallel, says the Rambam. Lefi shehein yimei tshuva v'yira v'fachad. They are days of repentance, fear, and trepidation. Lo yimei simcha yisera. They're not days of extra simcha. So what does it sound like from the Rambam, right? There is some, but there's no extra, right? This is the Rambam, how he understands the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. When the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis quotes this question that the angels asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu. They asked, why don't B'nai Yisrael say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Ribbono Shel Olam, B'nai Ma Ein Yisrael Omim Shira Lefanecha. For Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Amar Lemon Hashem answers, it's not appropriate. Efshar Melech Yoshev Akisei Din V'Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Mesem Suchan L'Fanav Yisrael Omim Shira? Not appropriate. I'm judging them. So again, what does that mean? So the Rambam has a middle approach to that line. There is Simcha, but there's no Simcha Yisera. What about a Chiyuv Seuda on Rosh Hashanah? There are some Gaonim that say you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskin that way, but we do say it should be tempered more than a regular Simchas Yantav Seuda. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Och in Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin, Ochlim V'Shosin U'Smechim, the Ein Misanin Barash Hashanah. We paskin not allowed to fast. Amnam lo yochlu kol savam, laman lo yechlu rosham, v'tiyah yirat Hashem al pedehem. Right, you can't overeat. I've quoted in the past the great Marshal, Lishitaso. The Marshal did not eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. He says he picked something that he was going to withhold from himself to remember his Rosh Hashanah. So that's one Marshal, Lishitaso. On Shabbos, the Marshal says he only ate fish by the day meal. Because Kavod Yom is Yosef Kavod Laila, he wants to make sure there's a Davar HaNikar that shows the day meal is more Chashuv than the night meal. So fish is his Chashuv food, and therefore he only had it by day and not by night. Again, there's a lot more discussion of Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do you say Tzidkas Chatzedek? If it would fall out on Shabbos, what about Shechiyanu? What about getting married on Rosh Hashanah? Do you apply the principle of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Again, these are all issues, that halachic issues that highlight whether there's a din of Simchas Yantif on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or not. There might even be a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Finishes off the chinuch, v'noheges mitzvazul l'inyina simcha, avalo l'inyina karban b'chol makom b'chol zman. Obviously not the karban element, but the simcha element applies always, b'zachar v'v'dekevus, men and women. V'yovarol zeh v'eno sameach b'atzmo u'v'dei beso. If somebody is not b'simcha himself, or he does not misameach others, or aniyim, anybody who has the opportunity and the ability to be misameach, he doesn't, that he's mevatel this mitzvah. Just one other ha'ara, and many svarim you'll find, I'll just to mention it, why there's a difference between this mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, where it is mentioned in the Torah. For some reason, and that is all the drasha books give their own reasons, why is it that there's no Simchas Yantif mentioned on Pesach, there's once mentioned on Shavuos, and there's twice mentioned on Sukkos. Right here, this is Sukkos, v'samachta b'chagecha, something unique about Sukkos that requires the Simchas Yantif. Okay, we'll stop here with 488. We will continue next time with the two mitzvahs relating to Aliyah L'Regel, to the Beis HaMikdash, before we finish up Parshas Re'eh, the last two coming up.